Chapter 3. Mr. Thomas Marvel. Mr. Thomas Marvel had a large mouth, a huge nose, and a very red face. He had short arms and legs, and a large stomach, and his clothes were old and had a lot of holes in them. Today, he was sitting by the road, looking at two pairs of shoes and thinking about them. One pair looked very good, but they were too big. The other pair were the right size, but the water came into them. Thomas Marvel did not like wearing big shoes, but he did not like wet feet either. He could not decide which pair to put on. "Those are good shoes," said a voice behind him.
"They're not bad," said Marvel. "They were a gift. They're strong, but they're very ugly. I've walked a lot in the last 10 years, you know, and I need good shoes."
He turned his head to look at the man behind him, but there was nobody there.
"Where are you?" he asked.
"Don't be frightened," said the voice. "I'm an invisible man."
"But where are you?"
said Marvel, looking around.
"I'm here," said the voice. "You're looking through me."
"Let me touch you then," said Marvel.
An invisible hand took Marvel's hand. Marvel felt the hand, and then an arm. Then he touched a chest and a face. Marvel looked more closely.
"Have you just eaten some bread and cheese?" he asked.
"Yes, I have," said the voice.
"You can see food in my stomach for an hour or two after I've eaten it. Maybe you think it's wonderful to be invisible, but there are problems too."
"I do think it's wonderful," said Marvel.
"But I need your help," said the voice.
"I want you to help me get some clothes and somewhere to sleep, and some other things. You must help me. I've chosen you to help me."
He hit Marvel on the chest.
"If you help me, I'll help you.
An invisible man has a lot of power and can do a lot of things. But if you don't help me..."
"I'll help you,"
said Marvel, who was now very frightened.
"What do you want me to do?"
"We'll go to the pub in Iping," said the voice, "and you must open the sitting room door for me. Then I'll go in and get my clothes and books. I'll put them in a bag and drop them out of the window. You must carry them for me. We'll meet on the road to Bramblehurst."
Back in Iping, the policeman was back at home in bed, talking to his friends. Mr. and Mrs. Hall were in the kitchen, looking at the stranger's clothes. Cuss and Bunting were in the stranger's sitting room, looking at his bottles of chemicals. On the desk, Cuss found 3 fat books. They were diaries.
"Look at these, Bunting," he said. "Maybe these will explain everything."
Bunting opened the first diary.
"Look, it's all numbers," he said, "and strange writing."
"Are there any pictures?" asked Cuss. Suddenly, the sitting room door opened and Marvel came in.
"Is this the bar?" he asked.
No, said Cuss. This is a private room. The bar's on your left, and please close the door.
The visitor opened the door wider for a moment before he stepped back and closed it.
Cuss went and locked the door. As he walked back to the desk, he heard a footstep on the floor. But there was nobody there. He and Bunting sat at the desk and started to look at the diaries again. Suddenly, each man felt a hand on the back of the neck. The hands pushed their heads down onto the desk.
Don't move, said a voice, or I'll kill you. Now there was a heavy poker in the air above their heads, and neither man moved.
Those diaries are private, said the voice, and I need them.
And where are my clothes?
Someone has taken them. It's warm in the daytime, but it's cold in the evening, so I need some clothes.
Vicar, he said to Mr. Bunting, you must take off your clothes and give them to me.
The poker was in the air above his head, and Bunting was frightened and shaking as he took off his clothes. The invisible man put the clothes into a large bag with his diaries and dropped the bag out of the window. In the bar, which was already busy because of the fete, Mr. Hall heard the window open. He and two of his friends went out into the street. They saw Marvel with a bag running out from behind the pub and down the road out of the village.
Stop! Thief!
Shouted Mr. Hall. The three men started to run after Marvel, but then something hit Mr. Hall in the face and he fell to the ground. Someone pulled his two friends down as well. They stood up, very surprised and frightened. They could not see Marvel, so they started to walk back to the pub. Mrs. Hall never left the Coach and Horses when it was open. There was money in the bar, and she was always worried about thieves. So she was in the bar when Cuss came out of the sitting room.
Where is he? He shouted.
Where's the invisible man? He's taken Bunting's clothes.
Bunting was holding a newspaper around him. He came out of the sitting room and ran home as fast as he could. The invisible man did not follow Marvel out of the village. He followed Mr. Hall and his friends back to the pub. Why did he go back into Iping? His first idea was to frighten people a little, so that Marvel could escape with his clothes and diaries. But seeing Cuss and Bunting with his diaries made him angry. Then Hall and his friends made him crazier and angrier. He broke every window in the Coach and Horses and the houses near to it. He also attacked everyone he saw in the busy street. Then he cut the telephone wire to Bramblehurst and left the village. Iping was now a very frightened village, and the fete was finished. It was 2 hours before anyone came out into the street again.